T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is a good evening to you, and now you be at 8:05 and 5 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Matt Casey, Corey Aaron, they're on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for another 2 hour schmooze right up until Jody Mack. Jody coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City, and we'll call this a segment with Mike Puma of the New York Post. He, as we all know, covers the New York Metropolitans. Michael, how flattering is it for you that we call this a segment with Mike Puma?
Doesn't get any better than that, Steve.
Well, you could probably make a list alphabetically of what would be better, but we're happy to have you for a couple of minutes, that's for sure. By the way, we understand Conforto is 2-for-2 right now, and Tim Tebow has driven in a run with a ground out. When are we going to see both with the varsity?
Who's going to get to the Mets first, Tebow or Conforto?
Only one can walk on Gatorade. So, you know, it better be Conforto.
Yeah, it better be. You know, I'd actually been joking last week, who's going to get to the Mets first, Tebow or Ahmed Rosario, the way it's going. But that's another story. Conforto, they certainly want him back in the lineup. He's due to come off the disabled list Saturday, so it looks like we're going to see him pretty soon. And, of course, he's the Mets' one representative in the All-Star game, and it looks like he'll be all systems go for that on Tuesday.
Yeah, and I do think, I mean, even maybe possibly before, do you think before September we'll see Tebow?
Before September? No. I think it's 50-50. We see him in September. I guess it'll depend on where the Mets are in the standings and no, not before September.
Yeah, where do you think the Mets are going to be in the standings come September?
Probably right about where they are now. You know, double digits behind the Nationals, maybe even in third place. You know, the Braves, not that the Braves have played great by any means, but I think they've outperformed what a lot of the expectations were for them this season. And they're kind of hanging around at the, you know, in that wild card race, even though, whatever it is, 7 or 8 back of the Rockies for the second wild card berth. But the, I don't expect the Mets to be contending for a playoff berth in September, but you know they have fooled us before.
Terry Collins, is he coming back
next season? I don't think so. He was talking at the end of last year, he was fully expecting this year to be his last year, unless there was some kind of magical ride, or he was very stressed at the end of last season the way things went, and I think this season's been even worse. So at this point, I'm not expecting Terry Collins to be managing the Mets in 2018.
Let me ask you, is there a chance, is there a possibility that the manager for the New York Metropolitans in 2018 and beyond might be number 5 in your program?
I don't see it, Steve. I know teams in recent years have kind of gone that route about, taking guys who were players not too long ago and putting them in the dugout. But, you know, I'm not sure David Wright wants to do that right now. You know, I don't see it right now, but I'd be surprised.
I think I would, too. I think it's more wishful thinking. And do you think we're going to see him on the field at all ever again?
It doesn't look that way. You know, they keep pushing back kind of the timetable on him. You know, the most recent one had been that he had hoped to start baseball activities by July 1st. Well, now that's pushed back another 2 to 3 weeks, and pretty soon we're going to be running out of time here. And, you know, by the time we get to spring training next year, it'll be, you know, almost, you know, it'll be a season and two-thirds that he will have missed. And then, you know, even go back to 2015 when he missed most of that season. So you just wonder, you know, even if, say, he were healthy going into next spring, what is he at this point? He's a guy who will have barely played in three seasons.
Will we see this season Syndergaard, Matt Harvey, to name two?
I'm not so sure we'll see either. I think maybe we have the better chance of seeing Syndergaard, and that would only be if there's a reason to bring him back. I don't think they want to push him back if the team is far removed from the playoff race. And Harvey, you know, I don't hear a peep about Harvey about, you know, a timetable for him beginning a rehab or anything like that. And you know, at this point, I don't think you should expect to see either guy pitching for the Mets for the remainder of the season.
Between now, and we're talking with Mike Puma, he covers the Metropolitans, of course, as everyone knows, for the New York Post. Michael, who is going to be leaving between now and the trading deadline?
Well, I can tell you the names, they're dangling right now. If you're another team, you can have Lucas Duda if you want. You could have Jay Bruce if you want. You can have Curtis Granderson if you want. You know, those are a few of the big ones now. A guy like Jerry Blevins might bring the best return out of all the veteran guys they have on the team right now.
But how about Addison Reed?
And Addison Reed could bring a nice return. Now, as soon as you start dealing the relievers, that's when you're really throwing in the towel on the season, because you can't replace those guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to deal with Jay Bruce, well, you know, you have enough outfielders. If you were to deal Lucas Duda, you could bring up Dominic Smith to play first base. But you deal the relief pitchers, then that's, you know, I think they'll be the last ones to go. That'll go down to probably right to July 31st, because you deal those guys, and that's it for the season.
Jose Reyes seems a little bit confused sometimes on the bases. We have seen him get picked off a second base. We have seen him get thrown out at third base on a ground ball hit in front of him. We have seen, even though he's been making contact and hitting a little bit of late, the bottom line is there is not a single Metropolitan fan who wouldn't vote to see Rosario, as you alluded to earlier. And we don't have to worry about the Super 2 and the arbitration and service time and money and control as much right now with him. So why don't we see him if he is supposed to be the present, and, well, if not the present, certainly the future, and yet they continue to play a Jose Reyes, and he's only hitting above a little above 200, again, with the fielding, the base running, not exemplary. The bottom line is just about every single Metropolitan fan, Mike Puma of the New York Post, wants to see Rosario. So my question is, how soon are we going to see him?
I think we're going to see him right around the end of the month. Now, Sandy Alderson has been steadfast about not rushing this kid to the major league. Now, at this point, you just wonder if there's anything left for him to gain by staying at Las Vegas. He's going to appear in the All-Star Futures game on Sunday. By all accounts, defensively, he's already a major league player. He would clearly be an upgrade over what the Mets have right now defensively. Mm-hmm. Offensively, their concern is just his strike zone discipline. They think he chases too many pitches, and you know he's still hitting over 300 in Las Vegas, but the major league level, there's just some concern whether you know you can get away with it. So
because if the team isn't really going to be in contention, I mean you got to give the fan base something to look at, something to you know notice about a team that is just so frustrating. A lot of injuries, of course, we all know, and seemingly invent ways to go about losing baseball games. It's just been a disaster. But the injuries, as you know, as much an explanation as any kind of excuse for the bad season that they have been having. But a guy like Rosario, people really want to see him, and he would be worthy of your undivided attention when they call him up.
Yeah, certainly that's the guy who gives the Mets the best chance to sell some tickets over the final couple of months of the season. You know, and maybe their concern is that they bring him up too soon and he doesn't, you know, do well right away. And then you get to August, and then, you know, what are you using to sell tickets in August? If Rosario comes up in July and, say, he's hitting 200 and doesn't look so great.
Is it a gamble you would take?
I would have him up right now because I think, you know, defensively this team could use him even if he only hits 200. Well, that, you know, Reyes is only hitting 209 or whatever it is.
Right.
And, you know, lately Reyes has performed a little bit better. I think over his last 18 games he's hit about 300. But at this point, I think I could use Rosario's glove as much as anything.
Yeah. And here's why, and I'm caught between a rock, and we're talking with Mike Puma, the New York Post, with the Mets. Here's why I would want to hold on to Jay Bruce. First of all, we all thought he wasn't going to be comfortable in New York City, more Cincinnati, more middle America, more less scrutiny, less attention, but he seems to have adapted very well to being a member of the New York Metropolitans. And one of the reasons, Mike, that I would hold on to him is because of Cespedes, who was one hamstring issue away from, he's got two, fortunately, he's only got two hamstrings. If he had more, that would only increase the odds of him pulling one of them. So the bottom line is, you would think that if Cespedes, who seems to be wound so tight, would, God forbid, go down again because of a hamstring problem, at least you got some power in the lineup with Bruce.
Yeah, and if you're talking about this year, that does make sense. Now, if you're talking about the future, now Bruce is a free agent after this year, and you know there's kind of some duplication there with Conforto. I don't think their preference right now is to make Michael Conforto a center fielder long term. They're certainly okay doing it for this year, but I think you know down the road they see him as a corner outfielder, and so you know you're kind of locked into Conforto and Cespedes in the big picture in the corner spots.
And when do we get Cespedes back?
Well, Cespedes was going to play if there was a game last night. But you know, he's certainly, you know, kind of tentative out there, and you know, this is 2 years in a row now. The legs have been an issue, and the Mets knew it going into last off season. But you know, they had to sign him. They were in a spot where if they lost him, you know, the fan base wasn't going to be too happy about that. They were, you know, it was a no-win situation almost that signing.
What about the catcher? I mean, do you think there's the possibility that with all the names we could mention about who might be going, that Darnold might be one of those people going? Because let's face it, the defense a little bit shaky, and even though he's got a few more RBIs than he had a year ago, which was only about 15, bottom line is, I mean, yes, he's hit a little bit, and certainly, you know, when he started hitting, it seems, of late, when Rene Rivera had those two home runs in one game, all of a sudden Darnold started to hit, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, Darnold, they would have moved him, I think, last year at the trade deadline in a package for Lucroy, certainly, and you know, it was going to take a lot more than Travis d'Arnaud to make that deal happen. But d'Arnaud, at this point, you know, you got to turn this season a disappointment for him. He hasn't managed to stay healthy as they had hoped, but he's been back lately, and you know, it's kind of sporadic with him. Defensively, we've seen him throw a couple of people out, but we haven't seen a great improvement there. So I think this is d'Arnaud's last stand, and that catcher will be a point of emphasis heading to next season.
So, in other words, if the Mets do call up Tim Tebow, he needs to pray for the salvation of this team.
Yeah. I don't have a comeback for that one.
No, I think you answered it all. There doesn't have to be any more than yes, because it wouldn't hurt, that's for sure. Mike, thanks an awful lot for a couple minutes of your time. A pleasure.
Thank you, Steve.
You got it. Mike Puma of the New York Post.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.